We're going to start this, our hearing, as a subcommittee. We have five bills before us. Four of them are proposed consent items. Three of them are just proposed consent. One of them is a proposed consent item with technical amendments. The one bill that we have today is, that's not on consent, is SB 377, Senator Onnestad. Highway signs, pharmacies, and attractions. Welcome to the committee, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. SB 377 would allow Caltrans to place two additional business service information logos on freeway exit signs, as has been recently authorized by the federal government in rural areas of population of 5,000 people or less. The two signs that this bill concerns itself with are the 24-hour pharmacies and the local attractions. I have with me Don Howe from the Department of Transportation and Peter Kellison with Walgreens, who'd like to say a few words.
It's your show.
Peter Kellison on behalf of Walgreens. We have been working with the Department of Transportation for about 2 years to allow provide what is provided in dozens of other states with regard to 24-hour pharmacies that provide 24-hour services that are within 5 miles from the highway. We have been informed we need statutory authorization to proceed. That's what the purpose of our involvement on SB 377 is. Pleased to answer any questions the committee might have.
Is that just in rural areas?
It is.
And do we have any idea? I think the senator mentioned they were areas of 5,000 or less, how many this might impact? Do we have any, or we're just saying the federal regulations or law says that it's permissible and we now have to have enabling legislation. Do we have any idea how much we're talking about, how many signs or how many communities
I can't answer that. Perhaps the department can. I can tell you that for example, Freeway 5 bisects my entire district from here to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
It would affect virtually every community except probably the city of Redding.
Mm-hmm.
And
there are pharmacies, Walgreens, and others that are open 24 hours as you go right past, not in the urban centers. We're not mm-hmm. talking about towns. We're talking about less than five. There are a number of those. Then it's, I think, very valuable.
Correct.
There are 500 Walgreens in California. Not all of them offer 24-hour services, and most of them are not in rural areas,
right,
but some are, and so there would be a material impact by this legislation.
Other witnesses in support?
Yes, Caltrans is in support.
I'm
Don Howe from Caltrans, from the Office of Signs, Markings, and External Support. So we are in support.
Are there any witnesses in opposition? Senator Harmon.
Who pays for the cost of the sign if there's perhaps an existing sign and now we're going to add pharmacies? Is that paid for by the person applying, the pharmacy, or is that paid by Caltrans? And how's that worked out?
Private monies. It's the businesses that are affected that would be paying for it. There's no taxpayer dollars here.
And do they have an absolute right to say, I want my pharmacy listed on there, or is this discretionary with Caltrans saying, well, the sign is too cluttered, or there's too many names, or there's not enough space? Is it discretionary or mandatory when someone, a private industry pharmacy, requests that their company be placed, their name, company's name be placed on the sign?
I don't know the answer to that.
The best answer I can give you is they go through an application process. We have district coordinators in our 12 districts throughout the state, and they will go through and see by point total what would be required, and if they meet the requirements, then they can get their sign. But it's usually very supportive. Even if they don't meet all the requirements, they can request a waiver, and the idea is we want them to be able to place these motorist service indicators out on the roadway. And they're relatively small, and so it doesn't constitute
okay.
advertising.
Thank you very much.
I'm not seeing any witnesses in opposition. Senator, first, is there anybody on the, anybody else wish to address the committee? Anybody wish to make a motion when we do have a quorum? Senator Harmon will make a motion on the bill when we do have a quorum. Senator, would you like to close?
I just request your aye vote.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to wait. We have four members here. We need three more for a quorum.
Okay.
We have the rest of the items are on consent, so we're going to wait. Senator Harmon.
Mr. Chairman, while we're waiting, and I, in view of the four bills that are on consent that deal with the memorial type highways and something,
right.
could you refresh my recollection of what the policy of this committee is as far as it relates to naming of bridges and interchanges and sections of highways? I thought there was going to be some kind of a policy by the committee to somewhat limit that or that, or turn it over to Caltrans for determination.
Why don't you, our chief consultant, Carrie Conwell, will respond to that.
So, Senator, the committee has a policy, which is the highlights of it are included in the analysis of each of the four resolutions. So, the policy, in essence, says that the person being honored needs to have provided some sort of extraordinary public service or other contribution to the public good, have a connection with the community where the highway or facility is located, that the naming has to be done without cost to the state, that the author or co-author of the resolution has to represent the district where the facility is located, that the designation has to reflect a community consensus and be without local opposition, and that it can't supersede an existing naming. And that's the policy. It's been the policy for several years of this committee. Last year, there was a piece of legislation that the chair carried that would have made the naming of highway facilities an administrative action at Caltrans.
I think that's what I was thinking of.
And the governor vetoed that bill.
Okay, thank you very much.
And through the chair, while we're on the subject, my recollection is that at least at one point, the State Assembly, and actually Senator Oropeza may recall this, had a requirement that the person so honored had to be deceased for a period of at least 18 months. Does that ring any bells with anyone?
That is correct, and that is the Assembly. I believe that's still the Assembly's policy, and
not
that's
the
true,
Senate's policy,
for,
though.
Except for elected officials.
No, that's
except for elected officials.
Well, Secretary, we have a quorum. We have a quorum.
Oh.
Will the Secretary please call the roll?
Lowenthal?
Here.
McClintock? Ashburn? Cedillo, Corbett,
here.
Harmon,
here.
Hollingsworth, Kehoe,
here.
Maldonado,
here.
Oropeza,
here.
Simidian,
here.
Torlakson, Yee.
We have sufficient members for a quorum. We have already heard Senator Onestet's highway signs, pharmacies, and attractions, and Senator Harmon had requested what is the Senate's policy on that? And we said that the policy on naming of highways, bridges, et cetera, are in the analysis on each of the bills, and we listed what they were. Senator Harmon moves SB 377. Will the Secretary please call the roll on SB 377, highway signs, which is just implements federal law and regulations.
Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. McClintock? Ashburn, Cedillo, Corbett,
aye.
Corbett, aye. Harmon,
aye.
Harmon, aye. Hollingsworth,
aye.
Kehoe, Maldonado,
aye.
Maldonado, aye. Oropeza, Oropeza, aye. Simidian,
aye.
Simidian, aye. Torlakson.
The chairman said that.
Yee.
Oh.
It's.
So
we,
can I ask a question?
Certainly
six,
can.
So the chairman, you said that. It follows state and federal regulations?
Well, not state. It follows federal law and regulations. The implementation of these signs are now federal law. States need to do implementing language for that. These are in rural communities of 5,000 or less that these signs are
okay,
allowed.
Okay, I'll vote aye.
Kehoe, aye. 7-0.
Bill has sufficient votes for passage. Let's now do the, but we'll hold the roll open for the absent members. Senator Let's open the roll for the absent members. Please call the absent members.
On SB 377.
On SB 377.
McClintock, Ashburn, Cedillo, Hollingsworth.
Aye.
Hollingsworth, aye. Torlakson, ye. 8-0.
Bill has 8 votes. We'll hold that on call for the absent members. The next are the four naming resolutions, which are three of them are on consent, and one is on proposed consent. With amendments, will the secretary please call the roll on the consent calendar?
Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. McClintock. Ashburn. Cedillo.
Aye.
Cedillo, aye. Corbett.
Consent calendar.
Corbett, aye. Harmon.
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Hollingsworth.
Aye.
Hollingsworth, aye. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Maldonado.
Aye.
Maldonado, aye. Oropeza.
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Sumedian.
Aye.
Sumedian, aye. Torlakson. Ye. 10-0. 9-0.
That bill has this consent count has 9 votes sufficient for passage. We'll hold the roll open. Let's open up the roll. That's concludes our work. Let's open up the roll in the one bill that we heard presented today, SB 377 by Senator Onestad. Please call the absent members. The vote now is
8-0.
Chair voting aye.
McClintock. Ashburn. Cedillo.
Aye.
Cedillo, aye. Torlakson. Ye. 9-0.
That bill has 9 votes. That bill is out. Let's open up the roll one more time for the consent calendar.
McClintock. Ashburn. Torlakson. Ye. 9-0.
The consent calendar has 9 votes. The consent calendar has been approved. That concludes our business for today. This meeting is adjourned.